We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's regular council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, June 3rd, 2013. My name is Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Sean Pugh from the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilwoman Dina Higgins. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we have all come from all sorts of places. We have had days, some that we would love to repeat, and others we don't ever want to think about again. Let us just leave those at the door and clear our minds and open them up to what we are about tonight. We have the honor and the privilege to be here in the city of Mesa, to decide possibly the future of some things in the city of Mesa. We have an opportunity, like most of the world doesn't have, to be part of a community that allows us to have free government. God, we have other people that we need to consider, the homeless and the hungry and the lonely and the needy. And God, we lift these people up. And the people that are making decisions that are part of this community tonight, the people that, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here, Christopher Brady and Debbie Spinner, John Pombier, Pat Granillo, Deanne Mickelson, and John Wisley. We thank you for Alex Fittner and Dave Rikens, Dennis Kavanaugh and Chris Glover, Dina Higgins and Scott Summers. God, we lift up the first responders that are part of this community that are so very much needed. We lift up the teachers and the librarians, the health care providers. And gracious God, we lift up the citizens of this community that without them there would be nothing to govern. God, there's a lot on this agenda tonight. There are people that are asking or that will be recommended for Judicatory Advisory Board. Please use their wisdom, God, to make Mesa the place we want Mesa to be. And God, there are people asking for applications for different things. And God, please be a part of this. Because if we don't do this civilly, and if we don't do this with care of the other person in mind, then why do we do it? We are so very grateful to have this opportunity, God, to be with you, to be in this city, in this beautiful place called Mesa, Arizona, that you have created. And we thank you for this evening and this opportunity. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We have the opportunity every once in a while to highlight the historic preservation efforts that we have in Mesa. This is something that has been ongoing now for, what, almost 20 years, Councilman Kavanaugh? And we're very, very proud of our efforts to preserve those things that are special in Mesa. I think it's always important to remember your history so you can appreciate the present and plan for the future. Over the last few months, we've had some very, very significant issues with our historic preservation efforts. Highlight just a little while ago, Vic Lenoff's out there with the restoration of the famous Diving Lady, which was truly a community event. And I think the response to that event and seeing all those literally hundreds of people come out to watch the lighting of the Diving Lady reminded me about how important it is to keep those things that have happened in our history and in our past fresh in our minds. Tonight we have some historic preservation awards, and we once again would like to welcome Donna Binge, Historic Preservation Chair, to the podium, and she will introduce the awards and ask those who are part of this to come forward. Donna, welcome back.
Thank you. Mayor Smith and council members, each year the City of Mesa Historic Preservation Board presents awards for outstanding achievement related to preservation. This year's theme at the Arizona Historic Preservation Conference, which is being held in Mesa this year, this month, is Making Preservation Relevant, the Past and Future Tense. In other words, how can we preserve our historic resources for future generations and at the same time teach them about the past? Our first recipient has exemplified this theme by interpreting the history of the Mesa Grande Mound Archaeology Site, making it the Mesa Grande Cultural Park, open to the general public. Without interpretation, the site, sometimes referred to as a pile of dirt, though preserved, had little meaning. Now there is a welcoming center museum and 9 interpretive kiosks along the site trails. There are also education programs. We need to thank the city of Mesa, and especially Dr. Jerry Howard and Dr. Tom Wilson of the Arizona Museum of Natural History for their efforts to see this to fruition. Also, I believe that the Southwest Archaeology team affiliated with the museum needs to be recognized for their efforts to have the city purchase the site a number of years ago. Accepting the award will be Jerry Howard and Tom Wilson from the museum and Jim Britton of the Southwest Archaeology team. Would you please come up? This is being presented to the Arizona Museum of Natural History for outstanding achievement in archaeology and in education and outreach for the development of Mesa Grande Cultural Park. Mayor, you might want to stay here. You have another one. Another award is being given to the Mesa Preservation Foundation that was formed only 2.5 years ago. When the group was starting to get organized, the iconic historic neon sign, the Diving Lady, crashed down during a storm. The group decided that it should be restored rather than sold as scrap metal. So they hired Larry Graham of Graham's Neon to rehabilitate the 3 divers. They set to work raising funds for this task. The ladies were installed by March of this year, and the lighting ceremony was held on April 2nd, though Mayor Smith was unsuccessful at his first attempt to light the neon sign. The Historic Preservation Board hopes to soon install signs along Main Street showing the public that this was the original route of coast-to-coast highways 60, 70, and 80, plus border-to-border highway 89, to illustrate why there are many historic motels with neon signs along this route. Vic Lenoff, president of the foundation, will be accepting the award. Here are some more members of the foundation.
And you. And you, here we go. That's it.
For outstanding achievement in rehabilitation and restoration of the Diving Lady historic neon sign, the Mesa Preservation Foundation is being given a Historic Preservation Award.
Sorry about the tour. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I'll shake your hand. I got your hand.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I done now? Thank you.
Thank you.
In my defense, I did just fine with the switch. The lady just wouldn't cooperate. Thank you. We'll now proceed on with the first item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read into the record this evening by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on reappointment of City Magistrate Carl Epic to a 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2013 and ending June 30th, 2017. Item 3B, act on reappointment of City Magistrate Valerie Boyer Wells to a 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2013 and ending June 30th, 2017. Item 3C, act on reappointment of City Magistrate Victor Ortiz to a 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2013 and ending June 30th, 2017. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Saturday, June 29th on Pepper Place between Center Street and Centennial Way. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for East Mesa Market, 723 East Main Street. Item 4C, act on liquor license application for Village Mini Market, 1224 North Gilbert Road. Item 4D, act on liquor license application for Barrow's Pizza, 1066 North Power Road. Item 4E, act on liquor license application for Gus's New York Pizza and Bar Mesa, 2015 North Power Road. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase one replacement motorcycle for the police department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 5B, act on 6-month renewal of term contract for heavy-duty truck brake and wheel parts for various departments as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 5C, act on 1-year contract for landscape maintenance services for Eastmark Great Park as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. The majority of funding is from DMB Associates. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase one light-duty pickup truck addition and two light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles, one replacement and one addition for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 5E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for concrete supplies for the Transportation Department. Item 5F, act on 2-year renewal of term contract for welding services for the Transportation Department. Item 5G, act on 1-year renewal of the service contract for traffic signal fiber optic conduit and fiber optic cable installation services for the Transportation Department. Item 5H, act on contract approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the fiscal year 13-14 annual agreement with Visit Mesa for the transfer agreed upon transient occupancy tax funds used to promote tourism and convention activities and these allocated economic development investment funds to support the Visit Mesa City Limitless Rebranding Initiative. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute amendment number 1 to the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension Environmental Assessment Funding Agreement. Most of the funding is from the Federal Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Fund from the Maricopa Association of Governments. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Arizona State University for the establishment of the Mesa Technology Accelerator. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the submittal of a grant application by Banner Health Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community to expand their feeding and swallowing program. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-14, the 40 to 100 block of South Val Vista Drive, located south of Main Street on the east side of Val Vista, rezoned to allow the development of single residence lots. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-17, 8840 East Sunland Avenue, located north of Southern Avenue and west of Ellsworth Road, rezoned for an existing manufactured home park to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-21, 1350 and 1408 South Ellsworth Road, located west of Ellsworth Road, south of Southern Avenue, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a condominium project. Item 7D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-23, the 11,500 block of East Pecos Road and the 6,700 block of South Meridian Road, located on the northwest corner of Pecos and Meridian Roads, a rezone and site plan review to allow the development of a manufactured facility. Item 7E has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7F, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for electric utility services. It is proposed that clarifications to the language within the residential electric utility schedules be made. These are corrections related to bill uniformity among the various city utilities and have no financial impact. Item 7G, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for natural gas utility services. It is proposed that clarifications to the language within the residential gas utility schedules be made. These are corrections related to bill uniformity among the various city utilities and have no financial impact. Item 7H, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for water utility services as revised. Item 7I, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for wastewater utility services. Item 7J, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for solid waste utility services. Item 7K, introduction of ordinance modifying the utility service fee schedule for various fees. Item 7L, introduction of ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities related to high pressure gas service. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending Title V, Business Regulations, Chapter 10, Privilege and Excise Taxes of the Mesa City Code to add Article 7 regarding an access to care program. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat Main Street Casitas, the 5700 block of East Main Street, located south and west of East Main Street and South Record Road. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat Bella via Unit 11-B, the 11,000 block of East Ray Road, located south and east of Ray and Signal Butte Roads. Item 10A, act on resolution vacating a portion of 80th Street right-of-way located adjacent to 7867 East University Drive. Item 10B, act on subdivision plat The Villas in Montana Vista, the 7800 block of East University Drive, located south and east of University Drive and Sossaman Road. And item 11 has been taken off the consent agenda. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? I have requests from the public to remove item 7C from the consent agenda. So item 7C will be removed. Okay. Ms. Nicholson, are there any other items that a member of the public would like to remove?
No speakers, Mayor.
All right, you have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Before we go on, I'd like to recognize we have three of our city magistrates in the audience who are up for reappointment. Thank you so very much for coming. And you don't get away from just showing up. We got to get you to stand up because you deserve recognition. Whether you're embarrassed or not, you still deserve it. So City Magistrate Carl Epich, City Magistrate Valerie Boyer-Wells, and City Magistrate Victor Ortiz, if you'd please stand. These two fine men and this one fine woman are part of a court which is recognized throughout our state as an example of not only efficiency, but of just a wonderful way to run a court. And, you know, this has only improved as we moved into our new court building, and these judges have certainly taken full advantage of all the good things that are going on there, remembering that regardless of whether it's bricks and mortar and where you are, it's still a people business. And so thank you so very much for your service. Thank you for all you've done. We are, I'm considering that this is on consent agenda. We are very, very honored to reappoint you and the Judicial Advisory Commission, which actually works on this, a citizens board, came back with very, very glowing remarks about your service and overwhelmingly recommended reappointment. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Are there any other questions or comments on the consent agenda? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays, and the consent agenda is approved unanimously. The next item is item 7C. This is the introduction of an ordinance introduction of an ordinance related to zoning case Z13-21, the 1350 and 1408 South Ellsworth Road, located west of Ellsworth Road. There's a legal protest required. We will not be voting on this evening, only the introduction of the ordinance this evening, not on the final resolution. We've been presented this case previously, and would you like Mr. Wesley to give a summary again? You want to say something, or Councilmember Summers?
I'll go last.
Mr. Wesley, why don't you give a brief overview of this case for us again?
Yes, Mayor. This is a property, as you said, located at 1350. Thank you. Okay, try this one. That sounds better. 1350 1408 South Ellsworth Road on the west side. It's a little over 14 acres in size. The north 10 acres approximately is already zoned RM3 PAD. The south approximately 5 acres is currently zoned ag. The whole property is being rezoned to the RM3 PAD for the intent of building a condominium project on the property. With the PAD, they're asking for some modifications to the setbacks so they can build a little closer to the property lines would ordinarily be allowed on the property. The project, when it's done, will have those residential homes. We'll have an entry office and community facility and a central green court area for the enjoyment of the residents of the development. So that's a quick overview of what the request is. If you have any questions, I can try to answer them.
A question I have, and this conforms with the general plan that's currently in place and everything else we are...
Yes, Mayor, it does conform to that. It's currently got the high-density residential land use designation on it and does come with the recommendation for approval from the Planning and Zoning Board.
And so the reason for the, as best you can understand, for the legal protest is what?
Mayor, the main concerns that we have heard have been with regard to the setbacks and how close the proposed product will be to the south and west property lines in particular, and the encroachment to the development adjacent to it.
Now, is that the setbacks as defined as originally or in the, I don't know if you, technically it's a variance, but it is a deviation from the standard setback?
Correct, Mayor. With the PAD, that allows for modification to standard code, and they are requesting to reduce those setbacks for some areas of the development where some buildings will be built closer to the property line that would normally be allowed.
And if you can remember it, I know I'm sort of putting you on the spot, but hey, this is your job. So how much of a change are they requesting? 2 foot, 5 foot, 50 feet?
Mayor, it's about a 10 to 20 foot setback, depending upon different locations along the setback.
And the variance?
The standard is a 30-foot setback. They're going as close as 10 feet in some locations.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Wesley? We have two requests to speak on this evening. First, we'll hear from Mr. Carl Montgomery. Mr. Montgomery? Yeah, come on right up here. And if you could, sir... for the record, even though we have it here, state your name and address in there, and then just go ahead and speak right into the microphone, and
you
have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Carl Montgomery, 1452 South Ellsworth Road, Mesa, Arizona, space 80. The reason I came forward on this is there is an established RV park there now with a number of park model homes, which a number of us have. In the short time we've had, about a day and a half or over the weekend, let's just say, we were able to come up with over 40 people or 400 people signing a petition when we now am putting it down to spaces. We have over 300 that signed a petition against this. I'm not here against the project of it being developed. I think that's a great thing for us and a great thing for the city of Mesa. What I am against is putting it 10 foot against the boundary lines. When those original 30 foot were put together, the people on the board or whoever set those ordinances, I'm sure had good reason. They weren't set to stymie growth, or they weren't set to stop somebody from developing the property. They were set at 30 foot to give a reasonable place for people to live with one another. If you try to move within 10 foot of the property line, you can't even really plant a good tree back there without it encroaching on somebody else's property. We are not against the development of the property. We just think they need to stay with the original ordinances of 30 foot. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Montgomery. The next request to speak is from Mr. John Jones. Mr. Jones.
Hi, my name is John Jones, and I also live at Valle de Oro, 1652 South Ellsworth Road. I'm space 63 against that wall. And again, we have a development currently right behind my park model that has the proper setbacks. Very comfortable with the people on the other side. We're not right on top of us. We don't hear them. Kids play. It's just fine. I see no reason why we have to change the 30-foot setback to 10 feet, which is probably, Mr. Mayor, closer than you and I are right now. It just doesn't seem reasonable to me that a property has to be that close to another property line. That's my thoughts, and I hope you consider them. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson, I'll give you a chance to come up and maybe answer the two questions that have come up are why the change in the setback.
I wonder if I could.
Oh, you want to talk before it recesses?
Yeah, because I think it may be easier. And
let's Councilmember Summers.
Yeah, Mayor, and the reason I interject, and thank you very much for allowing me to do that, is that I've had the opportunity this afternoon to sit with Councilwoman Higgins, Mr. Reese, and representatives from the community and their attorneys to discuss this issue. And what we decide today is that today is merely an introduction of this ordinance and doesn't set it into an ordinance yet, that we would move forward without the usual back and forth debate. I've asked that Mr. Reese continue to meet with the applicant, meet with this community to discuss the issue and see if we can't find some agreement on what might help the residents. And what I have said is that the 30 feet isn't going to happen. The reason for that, there are several. One is when you look at the communities around, both the community here that's protesting and the housing development to the north, they also have 10-foot setbacks. Though I do appreciate the fact that I think by and large, if not completely, that those are all single-story structures that are within there. So it's not unusual for a developer to ask for 10-foot setbacks. And given the density in this region that already exists, I think the setbacks could be good. But I think there are some elements and areas that we might be able, I'm hoping, to work on in the course of the next 2 weeks. So what I would suggest is we go ahead and approve moving forward with just the introduction, and then we would have a full consideration of these matters, allowing the attorneys and others to speak either at study session and, if necessary, at the next council meeting when we would introduce the ordinance.
And I can appreciate that. That's why we didn't go with the full 10-minute type of predictive. But I would like you, since there have been two questions, I know it's just the introduction, I know you're working on it, but just a very quick answer as to the general setting of the setback. I'm personally interested in your answer on that.
Mayor Smith, members of the council, for your record, my name is Reese Anderson. My address is 1744 South Al Vista, number 217 here in Mesa. It's always a pleasure to be in front of you. Mayor Smith, as Councilmember Summers said this afternoon, I committed to the other side. I would not make a full presentation.
Right.
But under your direction, I'm happy to answer specific questions.
And that was the specific question I want to know, just on the setback
and,
type of thing.
And I apologize to those who I made the commitment to, but I'm trying to honor your request and walk the tightrope, if you will.
I don't think it's tightrope because you're not giving a full presentation. Just want to ask that one question of you. And you don't have to give a specific answer, just generally, just to set the stage. Because I know there's going to be a lot of discussion.
It will.
But I just wanted to set the stage on that one particular issue, because it seems to be the issue that's at the center of this.
This is the issue. The issue, is, as I understand it, in my discussions, and I've had several with the attorneys for the neighboring mobile home park, Valley Del Oro, and we have had good conversations. The issue is just whether or not we disagree as to the amount of the impact from the reduction in the setbacks.
Okay.
That's the simplest way to phrase it, Mayor. To really understand how the site plan works, it would take me longer than a short period of time to do it, other than to say we believe we have been responsive to every issue raised. We've worked with every department in the city to come up with a well-designed site plan for this unique piece of property, and that balances everyone's interest. The disagreement just happens to be that Valley Del Oro feels that the impact is bigger than we believe it. On the other hand, Amador to the north supports us.
It's a fine subdivision, by the way.
Yes, sir, we know.
The question is, so if I'm hearing you right, you believe that in order to have a successful, well-planned, you need to reduce that setback, is basically what you're saying, and you believe the impact would be minimal.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We've orientated the building so that the narrower side faces the exterior. We have used architectural, what's the right word here, but
okay.
Architectural plans where we step back the second floor on parts of the building, enhance landscaping, et cetera.
Yeah, you don't have to go into the details because I know you're going to be working over the next couple of weeks on some of those. I just want to get a general feel.
Yes, sir.
This wasn't a willy-nilly. Basically, you have the site. You laid it out, and in order to make it work in a way that you believed was the best design, it required the reduction from 30 to 10 feet to make it work. And you're trying to mitigate it. And that's what you're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Reese, Mayor,
before
you leave, this may be a silly question because I know it's required, but have you had a community meeting with these folks to show them what the design elements are?
Yes.
Okay. So that they've seen the current plan and the landscape plan, the current layouts and the whole thing.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Summers, we did have a community meeting at the nearby Stevenson Elementary School. And then as the plan evolved with different planning departments commenting on it, we think it's improved. And in response to that, I provided an entire copy on a CD of every site plan, elevation, floor plan, et cetera, to Valley Del Oro's attorneys.
But what about the folks in the community? Have they been able to see that?
The
Valley Del Oro has a very nice community center.
Yes.
I don't know if there's an opportunity to work with the owners of that to, I'm not going to require it or ask you that, but, if that would help people take a look at the site plans and what the buildings look like and how this lays out, if that helps with some of their concerns.
I understand that. It's a good recommendation, and we presented elevations, those site plans, to the neighbors at our neighborhood meeting.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes giving them to their lawyer doesn't actually get to people who actually want to see them.
We've done both.
No offense to lawyers. I have other offenses for lawyers.
Okay, question I have. There's a part on the original piece where they went quite a ways. You're adding now the 5-acre piece, consolidating those.
Yes.
I know in the report it covers this, but you starting from scratch? Are you incorporating that? Are you redoing, tearing up what's there and restarting, or how's that working?
Well, Mr. Mayor, a little bit of a longer explanation. I'll be as quick as I can. Our original site plans kept as much of the existing infrastructure in place for the approved and partially constructed Escala Villas. That was the northern 10-acre site. We were taking advantage of much as we could, as you can imagine any developer would do, of the existing infrastructure. With the changes that we went through with the fire department and planning, we have had to move things around so much that very little is left of that, and we've just thrown that money on the sideline.
In defense of the fire department, they were helpful.
Yes, Councilmember Summers. They were helpful.
Aren't they always?
I'll take the fifth on that one, Mayor. The project has improved as we've gone through it. We think we've got a great project. Again, not getting into it, I'm happy to give you a full presentation.
We'll have time to do that. Yep. Okay. Any other questions? All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Entertain a motion on item 7C. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers and a second from Vice Mayor Fenter. Any further discussion? Please vote. Vote is 7-0. The motion to introduce the ordinance is approved, and we'll be back 2 weeks from now to have the final action on this item. The next item on the agenda is item 11. Take action on the adoption of the tentative proposed fiscal year 2013-2014.
Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mayor, remind you, we pulled item 7E, that annexation, off.
It was not read in.
Right, so just want to make sure you didn't miss that since you just
Yeah, no, it was not in the consent agenda.
Right, just make sure you get it before you.
Okay, yeah. All right. Item 11, take action on the adoption of the tentative proposed fiscal year 2013-2014 budget plan. This is the maximum budget, meaning that once we take action on this and if it is approved, we cannot exceed this. This is not the final budget action. Is that a good explanation, Mr. Brady?
Yes, we're just setting the limits, the tentative budget. We're not approving. All that's all we're doing is establishing the limits of the budget.
Okay. So do we have a motion to, we have a motion from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Summers, to approve the budget, tentative proposed budget as presented. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-1 with Vice Mayor Fenter voting nay. The motion carries. The next item is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed annexation, item 13-1666, public hearing prior to release petition for signatures of the proposed annexation A13-03, located west of the northwest corner of Merrill Road and Boise Street. Are there any questions or comments? So, the public hearing is open. Are there any questions or comments from the, see, I did it right that time, Ms. Spinner. Any questions or comments from the council? Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No request,
Mayor. Okay. What?
Finish.
There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. Are we back to 7E?
Yes, sir.
7E was removed from the consent agenda and is, oh, I get what you're saying. We're removing it. Are we there for action or are we there to remove it from the agenda totally? Because my understanding was we're removing it totally, but we are there for action because you have changes to it. Thank you very much. Now I'm with it. I got you. I was missing the little thing because I was thinking that we were removing it from the agenda. We were removing it from the consent agenda. I wrote down the wrong notes. I apologize. Even though you told me right after study session. So, Mr. Wesley, there. Now let's get us back on the right track.
Okay. Are you going to go ahead and read the item in?
Okay. Item 7E, A13-01, annexing land located at 8840 East Sunland Avenue, 35.79 plus or minus acres, which is north of East Southern Avenue and west of South Ellsworth Road. Okay. Mr. Wesley.
Thank you, Mayor.
Go right ahead.
Sorry for the confusion. We did recognize.
I think I'm the only one in the room that was confused. So no need to apologize. Go ahead.
We did recognize late this afternoon a couple of modifications we need to make to this ordinance before it is introduced, and so I'm going to read in those changes to the ordinance as it was presented. On the first page of the ordinance, with the very first line where it says, or plat, that needs to be removed because this isn't platted property. On page 2 of the ordinance, where it has a note, it has an acreage. We need to correct that acreage so it reads 35.79 acres. And still on page 2, second line from the bottom, where it says and plat, that needs to be removed. On page 3, starting at the top, we need to remove in that first line and plat. In the second line, we need to remove the words and plat and then put a period at right after the word thereof and remove the rest of that sentence. Under the number one, under the ordinance, where it says in the third line down where it says and plat, we need to remove that, and then we need to remove all of number two. And that, those
other than that, there are no other changes.
Other than that, perfect.
Good. I'm glad there are just a couple of itsy bitsy changes.
The main thing was that it referred to the plat. This isn't platted property.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to approve item first, item 7E, a second from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilwoman Higgins. Are there any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion carries. Now we're done, with the exception of Item 13, items for citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak?
No request, Mayor.
I'm back on track. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Summers, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.